managed to win three and draw one of those games. So we now found ourselves in a situation where, apart from the teams that are in the top six, we're the only team that can get in there. So I think we've done remarkably well for that to be the case, and we now need to go and just try and take care of our business and hope that things go in our favour.
It's a massive game. You've also got to keep an eye on another game as well. Will you do that in your experience? Is that something you do, try and, you know, have a listen to what's going on at the other game, or is it just solely focused on your business?
Regardless of what's happening elsewhere, we need to win it anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So that makes our job and task really, really simple, in the fact that we just need to go and win, and then whatever will happen elsewhere.
Again, another team that has got plenty to play for, similar to last week. You talked about you prefer those games. Did it kind of work out that way last week?
Yeah, I think it did. And I think it did suit us because, like us, Burton need to win the game. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I know there's different things that can happen. I think if I'm right, they do need to win the game regardless. Yeah. A draw might do them, but I don't think you could take that risk. Do you know what I mean? If you go with the sort of thought that we'll take a draw and you end up getting relegated, you'll be kicking yourself, because you obviously, if they win, then it gives them a much better chance of staying in the league. So it'll make for a tense, nervous game, I think, but hopefully an entertaining match as well, and the fact that both teams do need to go for it.
I know you've been in the Premier League with Norwich. Would this maybe, if you do get into the playoffs, be the greatest achievement, bear in mind that the size of the club?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I think if we manage to get into the Premier League, and it is a long, long way off at the moment, then that would most certainly be my greatest achievement. But I think as far as the club goes, I think it would be one of their greatest achievements ever as well.
You're going to have an incredible support at Deepdale, aren't you? You're kind of pleased it's at home, the final game of the season, with everything to play for, or does that add that bit of pressure?
No, I don't think it adds a bad pressure, but our away record's better, so I'm not sure. It's good to finish the season off hopefully in a positive, in terms of going and getting the right result. It's good that the fans and the players can hopefully acknowledge the effort that each other's put in across the season. But the simple fact is, we don't want our season to end in this game. I mean, we want to go and win it. So we want to make sure that it's not a final sort of farewell for this season. It's excellent, we've done the job, we've got a chance, let's go and see what we can do. So any game can be decided on one little factor. I mean, what we need to make sure is that all the little bits that we do, we make the good decisions, and that edges us closer towards getting what we need.
Is it quite hard to, you know, speak to the players before a game like this, to maybe calm them down or ease their nerves in your experience, or do you just have to maybe go and say, let's go out and enjoy yourself?
I think there's a balance to be struck. You know, I think you want to fuel the fire to a certain extent and get them pumped up, but you don't want them getting pumped up to the point where they're making rash decisions because they're not thinking clearly. So it's a bit of both. I mean, we haven't been the type of team that's come out of the blocks flying to start with. I just don't think we're that type of team. I mean, we certainly haven't been. I mean, the Norwich team that I had were very different. I mean, our highest goal scoring tallies were in the first 20 minutes of games. I mean, we were capable of coming out and blowing teams away, and it was 3-0 after 25 minutes. This team's not really like that. I mean, but it is something we need to improve on in terms of starting quicker, starting brighter, and taking the game to the opposition. We're more sort of feel our way into games at times, I think, and that's certainly something we need to try and address as time goes by. But listen, there's nothing better than starting the game well and getting a goal in the first 5 minutes. It eases everybody's nerves, and that would hopefully like to be the aim. But I'm sure Burton will come thinking, right, let's try and quieten the crowd, let's try and make it difficult for them, let's try and grow into the game, let's go and try and make sure that if somebody scores, we get the first goal. It puts pressure on them pressing to go and open the game up. So everybody's trying to counteract what each other does. I mean, we're just going to try and approach the match, play as well as we can, and try and take our chances when they come along. And if we do that, as we've proven time and time again this year, we're capable of winning.
Is it maybe a message to fans then that they're going to be there, just be patient, give us a bit of time, you know, we do, you know, take a bit of time to get into games?
Yeah, it's not a conscious thing. It's not as if we go out thinking, right, let's just let the first half hour skate by and then we'll try and score a goal after that. It's just so happened the way that the games have ended up this year. And like I say, it's certainly not a conscious thing. It's actually something we spoke about trying to get better at. So we want to start the game brightly and quick, and we want to try and get the first goal, or only goal if it seems to be that, early as we can, and try and sort of build on that. So but sometimes it doesn't pan out that way.